I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 837. Great news! I'm convinced that we overuse superlatives, and therefore we water down their meaning and effectiveness. If we describe every event as awesome, amazing, incredible, fantastic, special, well, then when something is truly that, we have no words left to designate it because we've used those words for ordinary things. And we do that with great news, too. Let me tell you what I mean. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments. Now, those are superlative terms, greatest. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Those are big words. Because God's love is great. You know, Jane and I have been using Safeway to order online and then have it delivered to our car as we park in this special parking spot. And I've been taken aback a bit by the emails we get from Safeway, like this one. Great news! Our associate is shopping for your groceries right now. Your order is on track. Another email. Great news! Your order is complete and can be picked up anytime. Okay, that's great news? My eggs and hamburger are ready? I mean, I'm glad and all, and I'm looking forward to dinner, but certainly not in the great news category. You know, the word gospel is euangelion, and it means good news. Now, Christians didn't invent the word gospel or euangelion. The Romans were using it by sending messengers into town squares all across the Roman Empire. They would stand on the bema platform, gather people around, and they would say, hear the euangelion, hear the good news. A savior has been born. His name is Caesar Augustus. Now, after Jesus' death and resurrection, Christians co-opted that term, good news, to refer to Jesus. They proclaimed a Savior has come, but his name is not Caesar, it's Jesus the Christ, and he's alive forevermore. Now, that's good news, that's great news, but it has nothing to do with grocery orders. Paul wrote to the Romans and said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, good news, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jew and then to the Gentile. In Mark 1, it says, the time has come. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. And then from Luke 4, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. Okay, I admit it. The overuse of superlatives bothers me. If everything is great, nothing is great. If every church service is amazing, then none really are. If every meal is fabulous, then what words do we use when meals actually are that? Someone wrote, we use words like best, worst, greatest, most, never, and always. And we typically use them for emphasis, but not accurately. It's sloppy usage. And if it's used too often, the terms lose their meaning. Furthermore, overusing superlatives will ultimately undermine your credibility and weaken your voice. I think that is very true. However, when it comes to what God has done for us in Jesus, you simply can't exaggerate it. Here's the great question. Other than Jesus, what's the greatest news you've heard lately? And why did you consider it great? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Promise Keepers, Canada. Dear Jesus, even as Paul was eager to preach the gospel to believers in Rome, I'm eager to preach it to my own heart today. There was a time when I thought the gospel was only for non-believers, simply the doorway for beginning a relationship with you. Now I realize the gospel is just as much for believers as it is for non-believers, because from beginning to end, our salvation is entirely dependent upon the grace, truth, and power of the gospel. Salvation is not just about going to heaven when we die. It's about becoming like you, Jesus. Being transformed into your likeness. So I praise you, Jesus, that you've already accomplished everything necessary to completely save us. Through faith in you and this good news, all my sins have been forgiven, and I've been given the gift of your perfect righteousness. God has already declared me righteous in his sight. He cannot love me more than he does today, and he'll never love me less. The Holy Spirit constantly reminds me I'm God's beloved child because I am so prone to forget. He's also present in my life to make me like you, Jesus, for I can no more change myself than I could ever have begun a relationship with you on my own. Keep pressing this gospel into my heart. I pray in your priceless and precious name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 838. In the meantime, my hope is that today you'll be aware of the use of superlatives that you use. Be careful. If you use extreme words to describe ordinary things, you'll have no words to describe that which is truly extraordinary. But when you talk about the gospel, well, you just can't go overboard. That's truly great news.